Hello, and welcome into the light. I'm Catherine Michel. Late 19th century European piano music will be our program this week. We'll hear England's Ethel Smyth, France's Nadia Boulanger and Marie Gel, and three Norwegian composers. We'll begin with the Prelude and Fugue in F-sharp major by Ethel Smyth. Born in London in 1858, she ignored her father, the Major General of the Royal Artillery, who said that he would rather see her under the sod than become a musician. She wanted to go and study composition in Germany. After 2 years of struggle, even a hunger strike and refusals to speak, she was finally allowed to go to Leipzig. She was the first woman admitted to the composition class of Karl Reinecke, celebrated composer and conductor of the Gewandhaus Orchestra. Her long and prodigious career included the writing and conducting of several operas and several pieces of chamber music. She was famously political, going to prison for 2 months for her activities with the women's militant suffrage movement. After World War I, she reinvented herself as an author, writing 10 volumes recounting her life experiences. Almost all her piano pieces were written between 1877 and 1880, so she was in her late teens and early 20s. None of them have ever been published, but they were carefully kept by Smyth in her attic, which proves she had some special feelings for her first offspring. Prelude and Fugue in F-sharp major was probably composed in 1880. The prelude is a two-part invention with elements of sonata form. The program notes for the recording we'll hear say, "The first theme has an interrogative and irresolute character, like a search for a secret answer." I love that. The second subject, a hunting motive, sounds as if it comes from a remote magic world, like the alluring call of the Lorelei. That goes right into a four-part fugue, a hunting scene, with many forest horn calls, people shouting, and other hunting events. The pianist is Liana Serbescu.